Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome into Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. I hope everyone has been taking the proper precautions against coronavirus. I know that I am. And so I'd like to welcome all of you here to the show today. How are you guys feeling?
You are not doing
a little,
the full show
a little
that.
Disconcerting, but all right.
What? What's wrong? Do you have some kind of problem with my anti-coronavirus measures?
So you've decided to go, you're good on cancer, but anti-COVID, huh?
I'm just saying, if you're making a choice between COVID and mesothelioma, you've gone full force in one direction.
Now, I will remind you, it's a mold infection that could lead to cancer that is not this helmet, but a helmet of similar design.
I think you're arguing semantics at this point.
How hard is it?
Ridiculously hot.
I don't know.
You're muffled in it too. Like,
for anyone who's listening and not watching, that was the Fallout.
The Power Armor helmet.
Power Armor.
That's
helmet.
Right.
Just anyway, another reason why you should be watching when we go live.
That's right. Over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Welcome into Checkpoint AFK. This is Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show from cosplay to consoles. We cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. We are going to get to reading some Apple podcast reviews here in just a moment. But first,
PSA.
There's some. Yes, there is. There's some things we must talk about. First and foremost, we kind of teased this last week on the right here on Checkpoint AFK, but a brand new show has emerged over at checkpointxp.com. All of esports hosted by myself and Weird Beard,
who couldn't even be here,
who couldn't even be bothered to
so
be here.
Cool.
It's really cool. I'm so excited that we have started a rapid fire esports show just as all esports have been canceled.
I'm gonna say
right in time.
Beautiful. Right. I think you should name that episode 2 should just be has been canceled. So it's all of esports has been canceled.
Yes. That'd be great.
I genuinely like that.
All of esports episode 2 has been canceled.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Just gotta hope it doesn't give the wrong impression.
So we invite you to take a look at that over at our website, checkpointxp.com. Also available over on YouTube as well. Exciting stuff. Yes, the podcast feed will be submitted to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all of the usual suspects very shortly. However, this is a primarily video product. Like,
there's
a lot of work that goes into the video end of this show. So I really want you guys to all take the time and go check it out over at YouTube. Just search Checkpoint XP. You'll be able to find all of our content. If you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you become alerted to all of the content that we post over on YouTube, because there is an increasing amount that gets added to our YouTube channel, it seems like, every single week. So make sure you go check out episode 1 of all of esports, available now. Also, big changes for the national radio show. We have officially welcomed on James as a part of the cast and crew. You can check that out on demand. On demand for this week's national radio show
should go up today if I get it
today or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
They don't know what today is.
That's fair.
Depending on
the answer should have been soon.
So by the time you're listening to this as a podcast, you should already have access to it. Go check it out. We want to hear all of your feedback on the new cast and crew.
That's right.
So make sure you go check it out. That's all available over at checkpointxp.com.
PSA number 2.
All of that out of the way. PSA number 2. All right. So coronavirus is weird.
It's an understatement.
Wow. This is true.
I was about to say, scrong. Coronavirus is scrong. Well,
yesterday morning, we all had our meeting, as we always do on Thursdays, and we started it with kind of acknowledging that, you know, COVID-19 could be something that eventually affects this program or this cast or the way we do things. And we decided to put some emergency contingencies into place.
Not emergency, not no, that stuff, because that stuff doesn't work.
That is not our...
It, no, it doesn't.
It absolutely
no,
it does
okay,
not.
Okay, then I just take it.
I damn near had an emergency overdose at my first E3, and I came back sick as a dog, okay?
You did it wrong. You just
hospital,
did it wrong.
Never mind.
Just did it wrong when he ingested it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I
didn't snort it, Chad.
Oh, that's it. That's how you're doing it wrong. Get snort. Get straight to the blood.
Yeah,
stream.
Norris, you need to be gacking rails of
Norris, if you don't soak a tampon in it, I'm
that's
telling
that's
you.
What it is. Soak a tampon in emergency.
I left thinking that. Oh my god.
Oh yes, butt chug emergency. Yes,
exactly. So not 4 hours after we have that emergency meeting,
Big Boss comes into
then
town.
Does one of the chief officers of the company walk down and say, okay, so the building is closed to all non-essential personnel as of Monday.
And listen,
we rightfully asked, are we non-essential personnel? And he said, absolutely not.
No, so, you're not essential.
Yeah, we are non-essential. Yes. So we are not allowed in the building starting Monday, next Monday.
That is correct. So,
which, before you get worried, as far as we know, none of us have tested positive for the virus. Yes. Nobody in the building.
Nobody gotten tested.
Nobody in the building. There are no tests to take.
No tests right
they
now.
They just said on the news they were tests.
No, there are no tests to take.
Don't listen to the news.
I heard that's fake news.
Exactly.
I heard from an orange source.
Anyway, I heard from an orange source.
fake news. More emergency.
He also told me emergency is the cure. So.
Yes, that's right.
But anyway, we're just saying, hey, we will still be providing content.
Yes, so, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, don't worry about that. There still will be content, all the usual stuff you can expect. It is going to look a little different. It may sound a little different.
Because we're recording from home.
That's right. But, you know,
if it looks
same.
Like we're in someone's basement. It's because we are.
We are.
We are.
In our basement.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so, but it'll be same bat voices, same bat channel. And you can still expect the same cool stuff coming from us, but it will be a little different.
That's right. So it's definitely weird having to navigate all of this kind of, you know, pandemic, epidemic sort of stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to just say this, man.
We're not, listen, I can only speak for us here in the United States and specifically in Michigan. We're not dealing with this well.
No, we're not.
There's a run on toilet paper, and no one can explain
okay,
why.
Let me tell you. Okay, all you stupid motherfuckers who are out here
going
buying
to the store.
No, buying, you know, eight, nine packs of toilet paper. Okay, your water still works.
Yeah,
the grocery stores are still open. Yeah. I can understand if we get a message from Kroger, Meijer, whatever, Walmart saying, hey, effective this day, all these stores will be shut down. We didn't get that message.
Nope.
So why in God's name are you going off and buying toilet paper? Dude, okay.
Doomsday prepping.
Canned goods, I get.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, you're going to be home for a few weeks.
You're going to be home.
Cleaning products.
Yeah.
I get it.
Cleaning products. I get it.
Sure.
You don't want to go out. You want to make sure your place is clean. I get it. And especially a lot of people are going to be working from home over the next few weeks. But toilet paper, my guy.
Come on.
Why don't we have the free seashells yet?
We're still able to go out and like get stuff.
What is
like,
that,
it's not like
what is that a reference
happen.
To?
Demolition Man.
Yep. Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, you don't know how to use three seashells?
No,
I can see why that'd be confusing. She glares at
no,
the only part of that movie I remember is him going over to the machine and cursing at it a bunch of times. So he keeps getting tickets.
The
and
tickets,
he can wipe
you get the swearing
out.
Tickets.
That's what I remember about that movie.
I was going to say, we should have tiered the doomsday prepping stuff.
Yeah.
We should have done this year, this week. After
yeah.
We'll
do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
We're going to play
time
on our hands.
But all I'm saying is all the Karens at Kroger's across the country buying up all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer, I'm going to just put this out here.
You didn't hear.
What?
We don't call them Karens anymore. We call them Barbs.
Ooh, what happened? When did
what happened? What happened to Karen? What,
because of the Bachelor.
Oh, I thought okay. Oh. I thought she got infected with the coronavirus.
This is Corona Karen.
Corona Karen.
But anyway,
this is why we need women on the show.
Yeah.
I only watched the last episodes of The Bachelor and the first episode, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. The last time I watched The Bachelor, it was the first time the dude had married or proposed to one girl, and then he was like,
"Oh yeah,
actually, I like the stupid blonde."
Oh wait,
one.
So you watched this season? Because
not
that happened
this one,
again.
But it was the first time. It was the first time. He was like, you know, smart brunette girl from the Midwest, you straight. I'll propose to you, but that dumb blonde, she really gets my engine going.
Okay.
She's a loo.
Let's not talk about women. She's not dumb.
Okay. Well, through the whole season, through the whole season, they did not edit that girl stringing together three sentences. Okay, straight up. So what am I supposed to feel about it? But anyway.
So yes, we are being impacted by coronavirus. Hopefully it's not for very long.
And hopefully it won't affect your guys' content.
Hey, legit though, I'm about to start flipping hand sanitizer though.
Dude, I'm telling you, this bathtub hand sanitizer bar has taken off.
So I was this close to buying an aloe vera plant at Home Depot the other week.
Okay.
Because straight up, I'm about to start taking aloe vera. I got a mortar and pestle, and I'm going to start making my own
stuff. Oh, it's the old times.
Straight up.
It's a mortar.
I'm going to make a poultice to be able to rub on myself to protect myself from the coronavirus. I'm telling you.
I'm so grossed out right now.
It is pretty gross. I'm not going to lie.
It has gotten humanity through worser plagues.
Now. It's just
worser
that.
Plagues.
So I've also got an interesting story.
Okay.
This will be brief.
Is it the one?
Yes.
Oh,
so
there's our third PSA of the day.
Yes. It's not. This is not quite a PSA.
I guarantee you, it's going to end with a PSA.
It might. we are recording this today on Friday the 13th, and when I woke up this morning, I looked out my window. And
it was bedlam.
There was two fire trucks, EMS, five cop cars, and more that I couldn't see. Right? And all of them, for those that don't know, I live right on the Detroit River.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right
up to
on.
Literally, like, there it is.
It's like, honestly, you've got about 250 feet from my window to
if that,
the
you're being,
shoreline.
You're being generous.
Okay. Maybe 200, maybe 150.
Yeah.
It's a small courtyard.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we have a long driveway that comes down and it does a turnaround to get you going back up to go back out because there's no streets because it's a river.
Yeah. And meanwhile, just further context, it is so close to the river that in quote unquote high tide, it's not an ocean, but in the, you know, in the spring when it rains more and the river levels rise.
Yes.
The water will go onto that driveway.
Yes.
And semi flood it. So it is very
close. Right
there.
It is right there.
Yeah.
So apparently at about 7 o'clock this morning, a guy is driving down the driveway and proceeds to just continue driving into the river.
I didn't hear about this.
It happened this morning.
You're hearing about it now.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so that was at 7 o'clock. I left at 9 o'clock and they had not pulled any body out of the river.
Oof.
Or a car.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
PSA,
based on,
don't drive into the river.
Yes. Based on how long humans can breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Which is
total of a second.
None. I woke
that
up
sucks.
On Friday the 13th to a dude dying about 100 feet from where I was sleeping.
See, I really hope that's not like, I hope it's an accident. I don't hope it's intentional.
Well, here's the thing. It could be one of two things, because I know you got quite a few older folks that live in that building, right? So,
oh yeah,
it could be a older person who may have had a medical event and just wiped off the thing.
Yeah,
but I'm leaning on a dude was just like, "Yo, massive pandemic, economy crashing." Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, the weird way to start your Friday the 13th. Although,
yeah.
I guess kind of thematic.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what? It sets the tone for the day.
It sure does. It sure does. I mean, I woke up and said, I don't know how it gets any fucking weirder than this.
That's funny.
Sir.
It's kind of funny.
Sir.
Dark.
We had a lot of weird to go. Okay?
Hey, I understand that, but that's pretty weird.
That's a shit way to wake up, though.
Yeah.
But you woke up.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. The other thought, as I was talking to some of the residents, is that it could have been a medical emergency.
Yeah, that's what
like
I
someone
think,
passed out and they didn't realize.
Like a stroke
or empty car, ideally. Maybe. Someone just ditched in a car.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not saying it's likely.
No.
I'm saying there's the best case scenario.
They had to get through the guardhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they're a resident more than likely if it happened in the early morning.
Yeah, but like, if it ends up being empty car, how great of a conspiracy theory would that turn out to be?
It's not a conspiracy theory. That was a car used a murder.
It's just a mystery at that point.
And they ditched it.
She's only excited because she's waiting for this to come on a podcast.
Shut up!
I'm just saying, if it was a Grand Cherokee, we know what that story is.
That's PSA number four. I was going to wait till next week, but since the video is going up today, I might as well just
do it.
A
very happy announcement.
Yes, on a much. Let's start bringing this from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Yeah, there we go.
And we'll start with Callie.
So, yeah, this morning, I had a visit to my doctor for my annual physical, but it also marked the day that I officially begin hormone replacement therapy. With that, I have officially, I made it Facebook official. The name is now Callie. So there is no more confusion about names. A life I've been leading for, 6 years? 6 years now. So I'm very excited to officially introduce myself as Callie, full-time, she, her pronouns.
All right.
The whole nine yards.
Congratulations.
And, it was really cool getting
I'm so happy for
dude,
you.
Dude, we are all super proud of you. This is a big thing. Like, you know, for me, I always really enjoy people who are honest about themselves and who share, you know, things that might kind of, you know, weird some people out who just readily share that kind of stuff. I always really appreciate that. It takes a lot of bravery. I understand that, you know, some people don't want to do that. They want to, you know, keep it very private.
Speaking of that.
And for you to do this very publicly, I think is very brave. And so I think you should be commended for it.
Absolutely. Do you want to talk about what we plan to do, you know, moving forward with this too?
Yeah. So starting with my first video that I'm going to release today, as soon as I get out of here, I got to go record it, and it's a pretty easy edit, so no worries, it'll be a quick turnaround. On a weekly basis, I'm going to be doing a video diary of kind of what the changes are like and kind of tell all. I'm not going to be too private about it. I'm just going to say what it is, whether it's good or bad, and I'm also going to be taking questions and comments from people. You can email or Second Street, is what we're going to use.
We'll have a submission form at our website.
Send questions and comments, literally anything, whatever you are curious about or wondering, and I will address them in the weekly videos.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to just, you know, based on how prevalent this is in our society in 2020, to, you know, have somebody talking about it. It can be a difficult process for people, and I think being open and honest about it helps share the experience, and I hope nothing but the best for you.
Thank you.
For going down this road, man.
And if anybody sends anything negative, we will whoop ass.
That's right!
Yes!
That is absolutely correct.
We are from Detroit. We are from Detroit.
Exactly!
So
very strong.
You know, and another thing that I really appreciate, you know, small accidents are going to happen, like just calling you man, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's gender neutral.
That's true, I guess.
It's literally like a
It's literally not,
man,
but okay.
Man is, I was going to say, well, it's
okay,
the
bro.
Way that it's being
no,
used.
No, 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 bro.
It's the way it's being used.
Bro is gender neutral.
So,
Nicole, I called you bro.
You're not offending me. I'm just saying there are people out there that are offended. offended.
I think the word man is coming from, like, more human.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, accidents, slip-ups will happen between us, but it will also happen with the audience as well.
Absolutely.
And again, part of the audience, you know, I think it's really awesome that, you know, you take that in stride and don't take it personally.
No, I sent out a group email to the entire building today, basically, and said, like, listen, I will not get mad if you have questions for me. In fact, I encourage it.
Which, by the way, was
how you
great.
Started it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was great. The email itself was great, but literally right before we came into the studio to record the show, there's a lady in the building, and all I hear is, hey, and yes. I'm just like, this is excellent.
That's
this
awesome.
Is brilliant. Yeah. So, yeah, we're so proud of you, and we couldn't be happier.
My favorite part of the email, despite, you know, the congratulations on the whole thing, was the happy coronavirus or COVID-19 filled Friday.
I'm sorry to bother you on this COVID-filled Friday.
Yes. That's what it was.
COVID-19-filled Friday.
That's a good way to
Were you a pastor? We are happy you can make it on this Resurrection Sunday.
I cannot tell you the extent to which I hope that I was a Baptist pastor in a past life and then trans female in the next life.
That's fantastic.
Please, I need that to have been my past life.
All right.
What are we talking about today?
So coming up today on Checkpoint AFK, we're going to talk a little bit more about the movies, specifically which actors and actresses in which roles bother us the most. Plus, we're also going to talk about video game movies from the perspective of, like, who would we actually want to cast as a part of these movies? So we're going to talk about that coming up today here on Checkpoint AFK. However, before we do that, we do have two Apple Podcast reviews.
Let's make them quick. Read one.
All right. I'm going to read the shorter one.
Yes. Yeah.
And this one comes to us from Lehman Demon.
Lehman Demon.
Lehman Demon, who says, keeping us in the know, randomly discovered this channel and show while listening to an ESPN radio in San Antonio.
All right.
Love
Great
it.
Town.
Love hearing that. My Xbox bricked on me a couple of months ago, and since then, I haven't been in the know about video games and other topics. Discovering the show and the shows that the channel keeps me in the loop on all things I'm interested in: esports, games, movies, comics. I love every minute of it. Thank you very much, Lehman Demon. We love reviews like this.
Word out to Texas, man. San Antonio's a great town.
Can I say he almost spoiled our show name before it even came out? He's that close.
Yeah.
He put, like, all of, and I was like, oh, what's he gonna say?
Hey, I didn't even realize that. That's pretty clever.
Ha-ha.
How did you get that leak, Lehman Demon?
Reading our email.
It was just Chad.
Chad, I'm Lehman. I'm from San Antonio.
Lehman from San Antonio.
Oh, man. All right. Well, coming up on Checkpoint AFK, like I said, we are going to be talking about movies.
Yeah.
Some casting for movies. We're going to be doing our dream castings for video game movies. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the actors and actresses that are already in films that really bug us. Stick around. That's Ed next on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Two regular beings who on their own are seemingly normal come together every Monday to combine into a trove of comic knowledge. Joining on the adventure of a lifetime is Robbie Landis and former editor of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. No need to be a seasoned superhero. This podcast is for all who find themselves excited by the sight of superhumans. Discover not who they are, but who they might be. It's The Other Identity. Download at CheckpointXP.com or from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, this is Nate from Checkpoint XP, and I'd like to invite you to our brand new show, All of Esports, with myself and Weird Beard. All of Esports is a rapid-fire show that runs down the most important conversations in all of esports. Like, will the coronavirus put an asterisk next to the 2020 esports season? Or is Pokemon actually competitive considering seven-year-olds are winning tournaments? Subscribe at our website, checkpointxp.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. You know, we like to talk a lot about movies here on Checkpoint AFK. We talked a little bit about the Sonic movie a few weeks ago, actually. We also talked about the Dragon Quest Your Story over on Netflix. But, you know, when we talk about movies, there's this really important aspect of, like, you know, who's in them?
Yeah.
And we had a big debate earlier this week. I think it was sparked on by something about Val Kilmer.
It was Paul Rudd to start.
Oh, it was Paul Rudd.
So it started somebody on that side of the table.
Yeah, the audience already knows how
I was going to say, someone in this office, that means they said anything with the words Paul Rudd anywhere in it, and Norris from three cubicles away went, hey, I hate that guy.
So explain this to me. What is your deal with Paul Rudd? Why do you hate Paul Rudd?
See, Paul Rudd is actually at the very, very bottom of my dislike totem pole, right? He's like, he's not a guy I hate, but I just don't think he's remarkable either.
Okay.
And so I don't understand.
So it's like Roman Polanski, the KKK.
Yeah.
Like Paul Rudd way further down.
Way at the bottom.
Okay, yeah.
Way at the bottom.
I'm still listen, Polanski got the top spot.
I think you should be at the top of everyone's list.
That's fair.
In terms of Hitler? No, we're not. He's off the scale.
He's on a whole other
totem pole. Yeah. Hitler.
He's off the scale.
Yeah, but.
Like, there's a. Is it the Hitler scale? The sliding Hitler scale?
No, it's the reprehensible index. Oh, but anyway. So.
The only index that's up this week.
Absolutely. So, like, Paul Rudd, that's the thing, is that I don't like when people are huge fans of unremarkable people. And that really infuriates me. And so Paul Rudd's charm is that he is unremarkable. He's an everyman,
right? Is it not remarkable that he became so famous with so little personality?
That's the part I hate!
I think he's like... He doesn't age. Great.
Yeah.
Love that. He's funny in a dry sort of way, but still sometimes he can be quirky. How's that not personality?
No. Paul Rudd in everything but movies.
He's Paul Rudd doing Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd in everything but movies, I love. Like, Paul Rudd goes on the late night show. Love that guy.
He's hilarious.
Paul Rudd on Hot Ones.
Great.
Love that guy.
That was awesome, yeah.
Right?
I still think he's a talented actor.
Look at us.
Yeah. Look at us.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Anyway, but Paul Rudd in a film... As an actor, I feel like, you could have got any white man for that part, but you chose Paul Rudd.
That's what I like about him the most. He's like, okay, listen, now I'm not saying that you have to think that every actor is like fantastic. But I do think that the whole purpose of the movie is to go to the movies to be like in like a dreamlike state, if you will. And I don't think that Paul Rudd's not that. He's a dream guy. Like, he does give me what he gives me what I'm looking for.
He gives me what I want.
Look at it this way.
here's the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like anytime you could cast Paul Rudd, you could also cast Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with both of those.
An infinitely better actor.
I don't know about that one.
Bradley Cooper has a much better range than I would say Paul Rudd does.
For sure.
The amount of films that Bradley Cooper has done phenomenally well just
Bradley Cooper does sullen and depressing the same way Paul Rudd does, like, breezy and affable. Like, it's just, that's just those, that's who they are as people. And so they can emote that. very easily. They don't have to dig very deep for that. But when you get a deeply emotional scene out of Paul Rudd, I can't name one, or a really hilarious performance out of Bradley Cooper, can't name one.
Are you going to neglect Guardians of the Galaxy right now?
That's a voice. That's a different,
Bradley Cooper as the fucking East Coast Blue Blood in Wedding Crashers.
Didn't see it.
You need to go see it.
Nah,
he is every startup bro made manifest.
I still think you have to be able, even if you're a voice actor, you still have to be able to do that. You still have to be able to pull that out of you in order to convey it with your voice.
I will say.
Not really. Look, I'm doing Rocket Raccoon now.
You aren't.
Yeah, so, you really aren't.
Let me tell you this was bad.
It was real bad.
A little rough around the edges.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd plays the world's most charming father. And I'm sorry, but if you got like John Krasinski or someone like that, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, but John Krasinski has proved to me that he could whoop ass.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying, right? So you are supposed to be a superhero, right?
Yeah. No, well, specifically... You're Ant-Man.
Okay.
You're not a badass. You're Ant-Man.
You're
Ant-Man. All right. But at some point, I need you to whoop ass. Okay? Because that's why I'm at this.
He is the Batman of that era right now. I swear to God.
No, he's not.
I don't know about that.
No, he's not.
In terms of the fact that he doesn't have anything cool about him other than a suit. Like.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Fair.
Now you're getting there.
Fair. But no, I ask these guys. The Ant-Man films, not my way.
I still go and see them because they're funny. I'm not saying that Paul Rudd's the best thing on that has walked this earth.
I loved both Ant-Man movies.
I did feel some type of way because he's always going to be a heartthrob for me.
No,
but and you have an emotional moment though when in the most recent Avengers when he gets to see his daughter again.
Good scene. Listen again. I'll give credit where credit is due. Good scene. That is the most emotional I've ever seen Paul Rudd.
I thought that
was absolutely brilliant.
You know what?
Norris, I got one Paul Rudd movie I need you to go watch.
All right.
And I need you to give me an honest critique. I need you to watch Halloween 6.
I'm not doing that. No. I am actively not doing that.
That's the right decision, Norris. I support you on this.
Paul Rudd, at the very beginning of his career, looking strangely exactly the same as he does now.
He doesn't age.
You can do that by watching Clueless.
Also doesn't age.
And also a better movie, too, while you're at it.
Significantly better movie.
Like, you get to see him be totally weird. He's just weird.
That
you want to hit him real hard.
Let me tell you something, Callie. That requires me to take time out of my life.
To watch Halloween 6, no less.
That takes time out of my life that I cannot get back.
Listen, you are about to have a whole lot of free time. But
that's facts.
What kind of weird? You got to define weird a little bit better. Is he trying to be like the creepy goth kid? Mm-hmm. Like he's not okay.
Okay, so here's what he's
so he's not trying to like do a Crispin Glover imitation or something.
No, he's not trying to do
reference.
Friday the 13th Part 4 Crispin Glover. No,
wait, Crispin Glover was in Friday the 13th Part 4.
Have you not ever seen the infamous scene of him dancing like a weirdo? That's Friday the 13th Part 4.
No.
Okay, now if you'd said there was a Friday the 14th, I'd be pissed.
There absolutely is.
It's
called Saturday the 14th, but it's awful too.
But the whole
that was like a jokey one.
No, but the whole point is like y'all coming at me, but you can't tell me everybody doesn't have an actor that they just look at and they just go, nah.
You're right.
I will say there's like maybe a handful. Like the only one I can say off the top of my head that is like that for me is Shia LaBeouf.
What the heck?
I don't care for Shia.
I'm cool with that.
Okay, that scans. I can understand that.
I just told somebody, I was like, I'm oddly attracted to Shia LaBeouf, and I don't know why.
Okay, so watch the movie.
You don't know why.
I don't know.
Watch the movie Nymphomania, and that will
go. Oh, wow.
Then you're weird.
You raised your weird index quite a bit.
So you watched Nymphomania, and you came out of it more attracted to Shia LaBeouf?
It just didn't kill him for it. There's that weird period like right after that where he like went off the deep end that I was like, oh, okay, maybe that will kill it for me. But then he came back and I was like, oh, okay, it's back again. So I can't tell you why. Just like every cell in my body says it, so I can't handle it.
Chuck Bean saying in our Twitch chat, Transformers 1 Shia LaBeouf anyone needs. No. I watched the last 10 minutes of the first Transformers movie because it was on before AEW Dynamite, and I sat there stunned that that movie made any money.
Let me tell you something. Why the fuck are there humans in the Transformers movie?
Thank you. Good question.
Yeah, that's really what...
Thank you.
I mean,
do you remember the cartoon where it had the one human, a.k.a. everyone's least favorite character?
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember that.
No, it was a stupid-ass kid.
Hold on. And then the Transformers 2 came on after AEW this week, and so I watched the opening 10 minutes of that where they're like, the humans and the Transformers formed an alliance to save the world from the Decepticons. And I went, I need to turn this shit off right now.
Let me tell you something.
I went to every single one of those movies in the theater.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. There's a reason why everybody loves Beast Wars.
Definitely the best one.
There's no fucking humans in it.
Flat out. And because David Kay as Megatron is just delightful.
It's absolutely amazing. It's great.
Scott McNeil, Dinobot? Yes, please.
Yes.
I'll take two.
Nate, who's your actor that you just cannot stand?
I don't know. I think I've got a few of them.
Just a few? I feel like you have way more than
I got. Scott got another one.
Go ahead. I'm struggling.
Well, I already know what one y'all are going to fight about. You might as well just break it out right now.
I'm saving that one.
I always have unpopular opinions, and I guarantee you these are going to be two real unpopular
opinions.
All
right, let's hear it.
I have some weird opinions.
Comedian actors that everyone loves that I don't think are funny.
Let's go.
If you say John Mulaney, I'm walking out right now.
John Mulaney is one of my favorite people in the world.
Listen, John Mulaney is an amazing stand-up. He should not be an actor.
No, he's not. I don't think he's an actor.
He's fine at voice acting. No. Like he was good at Spider-Man. Voice. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really funny.
No. He was. He had a sitcom.
He did.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah,
like that was literally how long it was out. And I saw both the episodes because I fucking love John Mulaney.
Same.
And
I like that he riffed it on New in Town. That was great.
Hated that show
so bad. Now my two actors everyone loves that I hate are Steve Carell and Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell,
just because of Anchorman alone.
I liked Anchorman, and Anchorman, that is it.
Anchorman and Dude. Step Brothers, and Dude. There's actually there. What is that one movie?
How do you not like? First of all, how do you not like Steve Carell? Because in the past 5 years, Steve Carell literally have shown you he can act his
He's
ass
got a range.
Off.
So actually,
he does have a range. I don't range. Like him as a comedic actor, That's but it. As a dramatic
short,
actor,
I thought he was great.
What was the one where he was Foxcatcher?
Catch him in the newest show, Morning Show, where he plays a despicable character.
When he's not being funny,
I think he's great.
Yeah. But bugging. He's, dude, 40-year-old virgin is easily one of my favorites.
But I understand where you're coming from, because I think some of his movies have fallen flat, like real flat, like how Adam Sandler fell flat for a while.
Like post-2000 Adam Sandler.
I'll give you that.
Because, I'm not going to lie to you, I do love the movie Crazy Stupid Love, but he makes that movie horrible. It's just not very good.
Do you remember when they tried to do Evan Almighty?
Yes.
After Bruce Almighty.
Yes. Kind
of and they took Steve Carell's funny bit in Bruce Almighty. It was
and made
done,
it the whole movie.
And made it the whole movie, and it was awful.
See, I feel like that's not Steve Carell's fault. He wanted to get a check.
He wanted to get that check.
That's the producer's fault.
That's like the director,
That's the producer's fault for even trotting the idea out.
I respect both of those that you said.
I mean, Will Ferrell, don't get me wrong, on SNL... I loved him. I thought he was great on almost everything he did.
I still laugh at some of those bits.
Yes.
I think Will Ferrell's the funniest when he's not the lead actor. He's like bit part.
He's a bit part, yeah.
He's amazing.
Outside of Ron Burgundy. Anchorman is one of the funniest movies of the past decade. Yes, how can you not like Anchorman?
I do love Anchorman. It's the one that I loved him in.
All right.
I have a confession.
All right.
I've never seen Anchorman.
Oh, watch it with people.
It's great.
Don't watch it by yourself.
No. Number one, watch it with people and be inebriated.
Okay.
Yeah, have something in your system.
Yes.
Okay.
It is one of the best movies to watch in a group.
Okay. Yes. It's definitely... I watched it the first time by myself and I was like, meh. But then the second time I watched it with friends and for some reason, the experience was just funnier.
Listen, all I'm saying is when somebody sprayed some cologne and somebody said it smells like an old diaper filled with Indian food. And I just sat back and I was like, ew, that's so funny. It's lowbrow humor.
It is, yeah.
to the highest degree.
Isn't it weird that, like, usually, like, you'll see, like, a lowbrow humor movie, and it's, like, something, a modern Adam Sandler movie, and you're like, ugh. But when someone does it right, like, it reminds you, like, hey, I don't care who you are, if it's done right, a fart joke is still funny.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah.
See, you just need a clever fart joke.
Yeah. I would say Adam Sandler, but there's actually a couple of movies I really like him in.
I agree completely.
The early stuff,
I even don't mind
Punch Drunk Love is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. And Billy Madison is one of my favorite
Billy
movies.
Madison's pretty good.
I like Happy Gilmore. I like The Wedding Singer.
No, excuse me.
Happy Singer. Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is my shit.
But The Wedding Singer still has things that I still quote. Like, I literally, when somebody kill me, please. I've quoted that so many times in my life. Like, I can't.
Basically, okay? Anything where Adam Sandler is doing some kind of stupid voice, I don't want to see it.
I'm out.
Yeah. Even 12 Crazy Nights, I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie.
Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah. But there's a Will Ferrell movie. It's a little bit more serious than it is funny. It's called Stranger Than Fiction.
It's got Emma Thompson.
She's the writer,
and like she keeps like writing his life.
Yes,
that is actually a very good movie that fell under the radar.
It did. It totally fell under the radar, but it's really, really good.
I like that movie. So you might
kind of flip your opinion on that.
It's a little funny, little drama.
I will say though, the only movie that I will never be able to get over with Will Ferrell in it was when they redid Bewitched. Like Bewitched was my favorite show.
They had Nicole Kidman in it,
and Nicole Kidman had to do like the nose thing, and she did it perfectly, but Will Ferrell ruined the whole freaking movie.
Yeah, it was like
horrible.
He was great.
Nicole Kidman did a Bewitched remake.
Yeah, and she was good.
Keep in mind, she didn't play the character as the real character.
Yeah, she didn't play
it was
Samantha.
Like she was playing a witch.
She's a witch in real life, but she's playing Samantha on the remake of the TV show in the movie.
Yeah, now
okay, that's too much. That's too meta.
Yeah, I know.
Real hard in the meta.
That's
and
too
it was
meta.
Too far.
And listen, Bewitched was a fantastic show. Don't ruin it.
Listen, exactly. Because I was a Nick at Night head as a kid. So Bewitched, I Dream a Genie, I Love Lucy, all that stuff. I watched a ton of it.
Lucille Ball is literally my idol. I'm gonna throw it out there. She's the best. Since I was little, she's my idol.
And yes,
she died the year I was born. She came into me. That's all I keep saying. I am her.
A treasure.
My previous life.
I had the biggest crush on Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nicole Kidman is fire.
She's gorgeous.
Boy, you want a reason to sit through Moulin Rouge, and there's not many of them.
Oh, my God. But you're right. It's Nicole Kidman.
Let me tell you something.
Latasha, that's her movie. Everybody has a movie they could pick up and watch no matter what.
Moulin Rouge
for her. Fantastic. And I swear to God, if I hear Ewan McGregor's, I'm like, stop, cut it off.
Yeah,
I hate that movie.
So, all right, hang on. I've pinned down an actor that I cannot stand, no matter what he is in. Tom Cruise.
Hate him.
I think I saw this.
So with that said, we're gonna segue into the actor I cannot stand more than anybody outside of one movie, and that is Val fucking Kilmer.
I literally do not want to
hate
do this.
That. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just gonna stand.
Tell me, besides playing Doc Holliday, what has Val Kilmer done
Jim
of import?
Morrison on the Doors. Get out.
To be fair, he looks so much like Jim Morrison, too.
He does.
Wait a minute. I'll give you that.
Val Kilmer was Batman in Batman Forever with Nicole Kidman. There we go.
She made it for him, though.
Are we doing 6 degrees of separation from Nicole Kidman?
Time out. Wrong. First of all, if it wasn't for Tommy Lee Jones hamming it up in every scene and Jim Carrey. Dude,
they made that movie work.
They sat back and they just said, yo, this is about to be stupid.
I have never had a guilty pleasure movie like Batman Forever.
Yes.
Let me tell you that.
And somehow, Val Kilmer almost fucks the whole thing up.
I will give you one thing. I haven't given you this the whole time we've been arguing about this in the last week and a half.
It's been a long time.
Since 1995, there hasn't been a good Val Kilmer movie. But... Top Gun Maverick is coming out, so I'm ready, Norris.
No, no.
I'm ready.
Top Gun is a trash film.
It's not a trash film.
It's a trash film.
It's a great
film.
Romantic comedy. It's got a lot of action.
It's not even the best film made for gay men.
I hear what you're saying.
So
it's up there, though. Kilmer is...
I'm trying to think.
I mean,
I'll get back to you. Come on. Yeah.
So Thunderheart from 1992. That's a good Val Kilmer movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's a good gay movie.
No.
Like, yeah. Thunderheart.
That is a good porno name.
No, I want that name.
I'm just saying Val Kilmer, he does nothing well. He's not charismatic. He's weird looking. The only thing he had going for him was the fact that he could look like an 80s mall villain, right? He would look like the guy in the 80s. You went to the mall and he was at the mall a little bit too long talking to the girls that were a little bit too young.
Yeah. So, and he like poured a slushie on someone or something like that?
Yeah.
Val Kilmer literally does look like Brad Pitt's ugly stunt double.
See? Like, and it's like, again, why get Val Kilmer when you could get Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big fan of Brad Pitt.
Ooh, hot take.
there isn't a lot that I'm like, oh, wow, a Brad Pitt film.
Oh,
don't.
Come on.
Really?
Fight Club. Just like,
I don't even like Fight Club that much.
Fight Club is gassed a little bit.
It is, but
it's gassed. It's a good movie, but it's gassed.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe it's because Brad Pitt's...
There's a much better movie that clearly somebody in the, you know, editing and production team is gay.
Leading gay movie, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Is it?
Oh, watch that movie and go like, wow, this movie's really good.
There's
a lot of crop tops. Is that the one with a lot of crop tops in it?
There's a lot of crop tops and not many women wearing them.
But casting Johnny Depp in the first one, didn't it make that enough?
He was a child.
He died too quickly. He was a child. He did die
he
very
had six
quickly.
Lines.
And horribly.
Yeah.
He got the best death in the movie.
Oh, what about, the Outsiders?
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, The Outsiders.
That's got Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Patrick.
That's got Tom Cruise. That's got Emilio Estevez. It's got every 80s heartthrob in it.
And they all wear
a
lot
John Travolta short of everyone.
Yeah, they wear a lot of denim
and a lot of white shirts.
And a lot of white t-shirts.
And there's a lot of knives that get thrown out.
There's a lot of fighting. So I can see how if I was like, you know, a gay dude in the late 80s.
You know what's interesting?
I could have had my little awakening.
I did watch that in middle school, so this is all panning out to make sense.
See?
A lot of things started clicking around that time.
All starting to come together.
Better gay movie than Top Gun.
Yeah.
Flat out.
So I think Brad Pitt has done too many outstanding movies to be even
the first
close
Ocean's
to this
11
list. Seven,
oh man,
12 Monkeys.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
He's been in too many good movies.
Meet
good
Joe God. Black.
Yeah,
that movie was fucking bananas.
Is that the one with Anthony Hopkins?
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
When I first,
that the one where he gets hit by the car in the first 10 minutes?
Yep.
When I first saw that movie, I was prepared for a completely different film.
Mm-hmm.
I was not ready for death to embody a dead body and kind of
and
come
reanimate.
Back. Yeah, reanimate them and start talking to people before he kills them. That's a fucking crazy movie that's just wrapped around a whole lot of normal aesthetic.
It is. It's like... It's Donnie Darko, but with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Much nicer.
Yeah.
That movie.
I wonder if the reason why
Donnie Darko.
That's a good movie.
I love Donnie Darko. I have not watched Donnie Darko in years.
Yeah.
But, man, one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite directors, too. Richard Kelly, who's done a lot of really crazy movies. The Box. Actually, there's an actress that I...
He did The Box.
There's an actress that I can't stand. Something About Mary. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The Box is the only movie I've ever seen her in where I'm like, nah, I don't think
you're going to get too much argue from the room.
No, I think the only movie I ever liked her in.
Oh, she was in The Mask?
Yeah, she's the leading lady.
I forgot about that.
Now, don't get me wrong,
it's not
Jim
a good
Carrey
movie,
eats but. The whole movie. I love The Mask, but Jim Carrey eats the whole screen, so you don't see much of her.
And he's fantastic in that role, too. They're like, you know what, Jim, just go do whatever you need to do.
Jim,
the movie will be fine.
Are you seeing the rumors that he's going to be in Space Jam 2?
I'd be okay with
mask.
That. I'd be okay with
really?
That.
Really?
No, that would be fire.
That'd be great.
The rumor is that Bill Skarsgård is going to be Pennywise and
fantastic.
Jim Carrey is going to be the mask in Space Jam 2. That's the rumor.
Well, those are okay. two WB products, right?
So they are.
Everybody get up.
Oh, God, no. They have to find a way to incorporate
listen,
the song.
Yeah, listen, only if Pennywise the Clown is doing the weird
dancing
shuffle. Together? Oh, I'm in. I love that part.
And you know what?
We
Bill
got a Cuban Pete moment.
Is fantastic as, I love all the Skarsgård family, but Bill Skarsgård takes the cake when it comes to acting. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a like the pick.
You think Stellan, or who are you going for here?
I agree. I think Bill is probably the best actor. I like stuff that his brother is Alexander.
Well, he's a snack, so.
I like the stuff Alexander is in more, personally.
What, like, okay, like, so
like as total projects.
The vampire one, what's that show?
True Blood?
Absolutely not. True Blood was good for two seasons and fell the fuck off.
That's because they diverted from the books.
Yeah, but.
Don't divert from the books.
I loved me some Big Little Lies.
Oh, Big Little Lies? And he did good in that?
Yeah, he was great in that.
He's
so
in a
that
new show,
really
too, with Florence Pugh called, I think, Little Drummer Girl or something like that.
Yeah.
It's on, like, Sunday.
So he's good. I like him. I like him a lot. You know what I mean? So.
And there's, like, 15 other Skarsgårds in the world.
I'm going to bring up the next one. That you always bring up is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, and I agree with you.
Oh, she's Star
Joe. I just had to mention this and talk about
gas.
There, I think there's really only one movie where I legitimately enjoyed her.
Lost in Translation.
No,
really?
Yes.
Ghost Town.
Ghost World.
Ghost World.
Ghost World.
Real close.
Which
good in that.
She was with I forget the other girl in that.
Oh God, I remember she didn't do very much after a while.
Yeah,
she was like a.
I forget. Anyway, there's just real life iterations of Daria. That's it.
Thora Birch.
Thank you. Thora Birch was Daria, and Scarlett Johansson was Jane.
And
that's it.
You know what the weirdest part about that movie is? Steve Buscemi is such like it's such a kind of like a
scummy dude,
scummy character. Which yeah. you see him as like he's kind of goofy, funny. But this movie was really where I started looking at like Steve Buscemi's eyes, and it's like.
Ooh, yeah,
get it even more. You're definitely scummy.
Yeah,
you definitely
yes.
No, but legit, I think Scarlett Johansson, for as much as she has been in movies that are good.
Sure, yeah.
She is the perfect embodiment of an actress who has been in movies that are good.
And successful.
But I can't say she is the reason that it's good.
I would
That's
agree
fair.
That. 100%.
That's fair.
I think the marriage, like I just watched Marriage Story.
Adam Driver's what makes that movie good.
Exactly. I think that they're both good in it, and I think Adam Driver takes the cake. But the problem isn't that. The problem is you can't come to me and be like, Scarlett Johansson is the best actress. No, she isn't.
No,
get back.
No, absolutely not. No. Oscar level, I almost felt like, oh, she got nominated for an Oscar in Marriage Story. I almost wanted to be like, yo, that's disrespectful.
Was she the one that was nominated for two different Oscars?
No.
Because I thought she was nominated for Best Supporting and
It
Best,
was, yes.
Because she was
for
in
Jojo
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Granted, that was a good movie too, but she doesn't make that movie.
Exactly.
No,
she wouldn't make that movie.
If she would have won anything like that, would you have gone Kanye on her and be like,
I
no,
been
it should have been someone else.
I would have been pissed.
I'd have been really mad. I'm not for like not letting people get accolades because
right,
that decision is made in like a vacuum, like a bunch of people vote on it. But I mean, just for me, I don't understand why she keeps getting put on the echelon of great actresses when she is.
I don't feel like people do. I don't feel like people do that.
But she's getting awards
but
for like being nominated for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress in films that she doesn't take.
And
any,
she keeps getting roles that should be going to actresses that are better actors than her.
All right,
I don't think her career should be over.
No, absolutely not.
Because I think she did great. You know, she's a sub character. She's Black Widow and Marvel.
And she's fine. And that's a fine.
And she's passable.
Right.
And
she's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't care if her career, I don't think her career needs to tank after that, but, like, you know, whatever.
I mean, I do see how Joaquin Phoenix was like, yo, I heard that voice, though, and I'm feeling some kind of way. And what is that? Her? Where he falls in love with
AI.
Yeah.
And she plays the AI's voice.
Yeah. I forgot that she
Wait,
did
is
that.
Joaquin Phoenix the one that's in that?
Yeah, yeah. He's the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Another talented actor.
Yeah. We're going to talk about, like, weird crushes. I'm talking about River Phoenix for me.
We did talk about that for a moment.
I got some weird Hollywood crushes.
Yeah.
I love me some Anne Hathaway.
Oh, but she's great. Yes, and her husband looks like William Shakespeare, and his name's like Will or something like that. It's crazy.
That is very
really
yeah.
weird.
Does he have a twirly mustache and everything?
You'd have to look him up. But honestly, him and like she like doesn't look like William Shakespeare's Anne Hathaway, but like it's creepy. Yeah. Yeah. It's like creepy. They came back from like past.
They were reincarnated.
Really? Yeah, it's
no,
really
but
weird.
I loves me some Anne Hathaway. You know what did it? The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh really? That's actually
I
accurate.
Love that movie.
That's where my love for Emily Blunt came to. Like I Facts. Was like, you can take her anywhere now.
Facts.
I yeah. literally got the Miranda Priestley Pop Funko right when it was like, yo, do you want a pre-order? I'm like, yep.
There's a Funko of Miranda Priestley.
Oh yeah,
Miranda Priestley.
If you go
and,
down the road to that like that place called Anne Rocket Hathaway's or something, character. You can get it there.
Oh okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got it like a couple weeks ago.
I need to.
The pre-order just came in. It was very delightful.
I need to buy this.
I got an actress who I just don't really care for.
Mm-hmm. Who is she?
Blake Lively. I just don't
you know
really
what?
Care for her.
I don't. She's whatever. But you know what movie?
I love her social media.
She's in. Sure. She's in that movie. Christ, I can't remember.
I just like I'm thinking about her movies. Age of Adeline, didn't really care for it. Yeah. She was in. I mean, we all pretty much hated Green Lantern. So
yeah,
she's in. There's really nothing. She was in TV shows. That's it. I don't really care.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything.
No, she's just good. Like she's just like blonde woman 45. No,
basically,
one really good movie that I watched, and I was like, this is actually really good. And it flew under the radar.
Is
and
it
I
that
can't.
Movie with Anna Kendrick?
Yes, Simple Favor.
A Simple Favor. Yeah,
I know Anna Kendrick. Anna That's Kendrick a, makes oh, no. the movie
legit.
Definitely
another Hollywood crest that people look at me like, really?
Anna, I'm
like,
no, Anna Kendrick.
No, Anna Kendrick.
Scans.
He loves that scans. Anna Kendrick.
Same.
She's just
one of those people I question my sexuality for.
I just want to pick her up and carry her everywhere with me, like in my pocket.
But
she's been good since like, well, she's been good for a while longer.
Since Up in the Air.
Yeah.
I think you might change your opinion on Blake. Have you seen A Simple Favor?
Yeah. I just don't like it. No? I like the movie. I just don't like her.
I see. I thought that character was perfect for her.
I just think she gets cast in things now because she's Ryan Reynolds' wife. Like,
I don't
I'm just
really
like,
see her in yeah. much other than this, to be yep. honest.
Omega Welltall in the chat. Saying I always had a thing for Sandra Bullock.
I love okay. Sandra Bullock.
I don't.
Her.
I
like her as an actor. I'm not like I don't think she's like
what
you know.
Miss Congeniality is
that's
a great
one
movie.
Of my favorite movies
the
of
best
all
movie that
time.
She's ever made.
Speaking of bringing this full circle, since all the way at the start of the show, Sandra Bullock, leading woman in Demolition Man, where we made three seasons. And I think that's where we should stop part one.
Norris just played 80 degrees of Sandra Bullock. Yeah, yeah.
Walk with me.
All right, well, coming up next on Checkpoint AFK, we're going to talk about maybe some video game movies that, you know, we want to see coming up eventually. But who would we like to see in those roles? For Final Fantasy VII or Metal Gear Solid or Mass Effect. Stick around. We're going to talk about that next here on Checkpoint AFK.
Owl's Nest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The new talk show and podcast all about Overwatch. Join me, Robbie Landis, alongside Overwatch League caster Jake Lyon as we have discussions on strategy, gameplay, and community weekly with various guests from the pro scene and beyond. Want to join the squad? Tune in for new episodes every Friday as your primer for the Overwatch League weekend matches. Stay on the payload and find new episodes every Friday at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard from Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for college esports and the world beyond. Whether it's finding out who Maryville stomps out next in League of Legends or who's the top school in college Call of Duty, we have the rundown for you. Also, come say hey during the Twitch broadcast too. That's every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Get the Checkpoint XP on Campus podcast at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. It's Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show covering video games and beyond. Today, we're talking about movies and actors, actresses that we like or don't like in certain roles. So I thought it would be fun to talk about some video game movies. Now, none of these are, some of them might be in pre-production or something,
right,
but there are no castings associated with any of these films, and I thought we would do some fantasy casting.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
Who would you like to see play X? So, I thought a good place to start, because the remake is coming out in just a couple of weeks, Final Fantasy VII. If Ooh. They made a Final Fantasy VII movie, who would you like to see play Cloud?
Okay, so here's the thing. With somebody like Cloud, they gotta be somebody who's stronger than they look, but also can play disaffected pretty well.
Yeah.
Because Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, I'm in! I'm sold. Just put a blonde wig on him, I'm in. Ugh, that'd be even nice. Give him a giant sword.
Fuck you guys.
Sexy.
That is the worst idea ever.
Oh, that is too funny.
That's stupid.
To be fair, when you explained your reasoning behind it, it was pretty Paul Ruddy.
I mean, yeah, but he's also 60.
That's fair.
Yeah, but he looks 20.
Anyway,
I don't know. That's a really good. That's a tough one.
I feel
like that look is hard.
I can't think of a single person.
I think Darce Montgomery, the guy who played Billy in Stranger Things, he's kind of got that like young, that real young kind of baby face that could do it. And we know he has incredible range
and physicality.
Exactly.
Too.
So yeah. I think that would be good, especially in the part of Final Fantasy VII where Cloud kind of loses his memories and becomes an empty vessel. I think he could pull that off pretty
well.
And
I think he could also pull off, not interested.
Yeah, I think he could.
That's not bad.
I think he could.
That's not bad.
McChizu in the chat is saying Tom Holland?
No, too little.
No, McChizu is saying... Tom Holland to play Mega Man.
Mega Man, I'm there.
Yo, Tom Holland playing Mega Man would be great.
I think
actually
that's
spot that, on. Would, yeah, that would work. That would work pretty
either
well.
Either one, he could play Mega Man. He could play X.
Yeah.
Either one, I'm in for that.
All right. So continuing down Final Fantasy VII.
Who's Barrett?
Barrett.
Oh God.
Oh, this is gonna get racist.
For real. And forgive me for saying this in this company, but it's almost like you gotta pick somebody who's totally okay with being like kind of a step and fetching kind of,
I don't know,
caricature.
See, again, you have the opportunity to kind of change some of the characterization in there.
That's true. He doesn't have to be.
Because if that was the case, then you just make it Terry fucking Crews.
That's what I was going to say.
And you call it a day.
Because Terry Crews could.
He could take it
He could definitely.
Yeah, yo, really for real, if they cast thought. Terry Crews as Barrett, I'm in.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd probably watch it if Terry
just
Crews.
Just Clyde, we like need Terry. To stop the motherfucking train!
Ooh, Samuel Jackson.
Cloud! Just... Oh my God, Terry Crews. That would be amazing.
Then he just flexes his pecs.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm actually in for that.
We've made this a bad movie.
It's going to make millions of dollars.
Are you all kidding? All right, so, okay, here we go. So now, I think we stop at this point, but who is Aerith and Tifa?
Yeah. We got to get some of the women in
okay,
there.
Okay, Scarlett Johansson is both.
Stop.
Yeah.
No, I actually think Anne Hathaway would probably be a good Aerith. Yes,
I could see Aerith. We'd need someone a bit more bustier for Tifa.
Yeah, a little thicker.
A little thicker.
Yeah.
But I still feel like you need a good range because Tifa's
Brie Larson.
You know what?
She could physically do it.
I think she could do Aerith better than she
Brie Larson? No.
Tifa. I think so. I don't think she's got the...
No.
She doesn't have
I can see Brie Larson with a black hair wig and just beating people up.
You know who could do it? She doesn't have the exact body, but the they probably have to mess with some stuff. But the girl that played Robin, and she was also in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Uma also, Thurman's daughter.
She's also in
Robin
Marvel.
Wright. Not Robin Wright.
She played Robin.
She played Robin.
She's also in Avengers as one of the...
Fucking Hawk. Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Ethan, yes.
I don't know her
name. What's her first name?
Maya Hawke.
Maya Hawke. That's exactly it.
Maya Hawke.
I mean, maybe. She's a little young, though.
Well,
I mean,
they're all... It's always okay to
skew a little younger. Yeah.
So, I think, yeah. Aerith, I don't know. That's a weird casting to have to make.
I think you need someone who is regal.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. That's why I said Anne Hathaway.
I think Anne Hathaway is it.
Who could do kind of like a otherworldly kind of... You know who should play Sephiroth, though? Cillian Murphy.
Who?
Cillian
Murphy.
Hold on,
why do I recognize that name?
From Peaky Blinders and 28 Days Later.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really? Okay, wait a minute, hang on.
Put some long hair on him and just have him stare at you.
Oh! Oh, okay, yes.
God, he's so creepy. Yes.
Oh, my God,
Just have
yes.
him stare at people.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's the cast right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I don't...
Yeah. Peaky Blinders is a great show.
Yeah. Got it.
And he's a little bit on the taller side, too.
Yes.
He's in so much stuff. And I'll never remember.
Yeah. I could just say the Scarecrow.
You should have just said Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Just Scarecrow. Open the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Chuck Bean in the chat just said Gina Carano for Tifa. Yes, please.
All right, facts.
I'm in.
All right,
and
facts.
I believe she could beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Oh, my
That's
God.
A good one, too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next game?
All right. We'll move on to our next game, Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh.
Okay. Wait, which... first one?
The first Metal Gear Solid. We got to cut it off somewhere.
Yeah, I would say the first Metal Gear Solid.
So you need Snake, Liquid, Meryl.
That's Solid, Liquid, Meryl,
Ninja. Well, no, Otacon.
Yeah, Cyborg Ninja.
Otacon is Cyborg Ninja. We'll stop.
Otacon, no.
Because we can't go too far.
We all... Dude, how do you do Metal Gear Solid and not cast... Revolver Ocelot. Revolver Ocelot's got to be in there.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if Wilford Brimley could lose about 80 pounds.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
Would be perfect.
But who's a fire-ass old dude who could,
J.K. Simmons as Ocelot? Omega Waltall, a man after my own heart.
Actually,
I'm digging that.
Actually, yo... I can see J.K. Simmons is the Colt Single Action Army, the finest handgun ever made.
I absolutely can see it.
I can totally see it.
I'll tell you what, I like it more than I like Clint Eastwood, so I'm in for
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Simmons, I'm in for
that. All right, so Otacon, who's our nerd?
The guy who plays Q in the Bond movies.
I was exactly going to say him. Okay.
Jesse Eisenberg. Could be
you could do Eisenberg.
Could be
Jesse Eisenberg because he's punchable enough.
Yeah, it could be Otacon.
All right,
sure.
Cyborg Ninja, somebody who we don't need to see their face really.
So we just need a voice, right?
We need a great voice though. And we need somebody who can pull that voice off. That's tough.
And like really do unhinged.
Very
Scott McNeil. We just heard him.
I don't know.
He's the name. Like Dinobot from from Beast
but
Wars.
But I don't know if he could shift between the calm, calculated and flip to unhinged like that. So that's
he
a
would
tough
have
one.
The unhinged for sure.
Oh, hey, somebody said Quentin Flynn. That's his VO anyway.
Yeah, you know, really, you could just pull the guy out of the game.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. Because I don't know too many people who could do it better in terms of the voice.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't need a person in that suit. You need the stunt double and the voice. So.
Man.
So I'm that was hard.
Yeah, it is. I think, I mean, really, anyone who has good dynamic range and can kind of turn on the thrusters in the blink of an eye, like a Denzel Washington, like he can flip so quickly. And if you don't need him for the physicality, that's a perfect voice.
Yeah, it might.
It's a pretty good voice.
I don't know, but I don't know if you could Denzel up Cyborg Ninja. He'd be okay, Snake. okay, all right. So I see we're gonna have to fight now. Okay, all right. I I told you, Snake.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That doesn't fit. So, Meryl. Who goes to Meryl?
What's her characterization again?
That's really tough.
Military girl.
Yeah, military brat.
Military Army girl. Brat. Okay.
Who could pull that off?
So someone a little bit rough and tall. Honestly, there's where I'd cast Brie Larson.
Yeah, actually, Brie Larson in a headband.
Yeah,
that works. Okay. All right, let's go.
I mean, like if you were gonna make a new G.I. Jane movie,
yeah,
who would you put in that?
Again, Gina Carano is where.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, no, because the whole concept of G.I. Jane is you're taking somebody who shouldn't be that tough.
That's true.
And they become tough as fuck. So. I'm not sure if that will work.
Yeah, you're right. Jennifer Anna already Kendrick. Scares me.
Take somebody who's just not tough and make them tough.
All right, so...
Who's the girl who played Hermione? Hermione?
Oh, Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
J.I.J.
You know what? She could probably do it because I feel like she could be tough.
Yeah.
Like, if they really want.
So there
want,
you go.
You know what?
Okay. All right, solid and liquid.
All right.
Solid's the hard one.
That's the one I struggle with.
Okay, so who you go with liquid then? Who's awesome and British?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbun wouldn't be a bad one.
I don't know that he could get that big, though. I would say John Krasinski for solid.
Ooh.
I think John Krasinski works.
Hey. Got the beard. Hey. That's not a bad... I mean, he's a little tall. A
little bit.
But that's not a bad... I mean, if you shave the beard, tell him to keep his eyes kind of squinty, and...
I don't know. See, I would actually, I think I would cast somebody who has, you know, like mixed parentage.
Chuck Beans. Maybe. Nick Cage is Liquid Snake.
I would watch it. Yeah, I'm in.
Actually all about that.
Actually, Nick Cage might be able to take it to...
Michizu, Henry Cavill's too big.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill's way too big to play Silas Snake.
Can I just go ahead and say that as much as I got a bad introduction to Henry Cavill with Superman, I've liked him in everything else I've seen him in.
He does such great stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, every other thing he's done.
What else
fantastic.
What else has he been in?
The Mission Impossible. He was great
I know The
in
Witcher.
That.
He was good in The Witcher.
In The Witcher, yep.
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
I never
he was
saw
also
Mission
in, oh, shoot, what's that movie where he, it's like the spy movie, but it's kind of like...
Mission Impossible.
No, I'll think of it.
Okay.
Anyway. So, okay. So, next game. Solid and Liquid, as far as I'm concerned, is you get a new actor for Solid, and you make Liquid Benedict Cumberbatch in a blonde wig, and you tell him to gain 80 pounds of muscle.
I mean, you gotta make those two guys look so...
Actually, yeah, they gotta look
so similar,
really similar
as to look like the same actor in a different wig.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and there's, like, no dope twin
the
actors.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. That was what I was thinking.
That's it, The Man
right.
from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, you got a good point. They basically got to be twins.
Yeah, like, because literally, so it's called twin snakes.
More likely than at this point, you're going to have the same actor playing both, someone who has the range to do both voices.
Oh, that's actually a very good point.
Like, here's what you would, like, I'm not suggesting, but someone like Hugh Laurie, who could do a great American accent and a great British accent.
If they were younger.
Hugh Laurie is who you're looking for. Yeah.
Actually, a younger Hugh Laurie wouldn't have been bad if he... had actually worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when you see him back in Blackadder, he's just like a...
He's a rail.
He's a twig,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Damn. So, I mean,
That's so tough.
It really is
and,
tough.
And it's also so tough because even though they may look the same, they could not be more different.
It's true.
In terms of personality. So that would be really hard, I think, for one actor who, unless they were just... God tier actor.
She's suggesting like Sean Bean, who's too old now, but not a terrible pick either.
No.
Hugh Grant?
No. You guys are picking people who are too old.
I'm looking at like different threads. Somebody brought up Hugh Jackman.
Too old. And can't do Liquid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can age someone up for the camera. Hey, looking at you, Ian McDermott. It's hard to age down real well.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go a little off the wall on this one. Maybe not for Liquid, but for Solid.
Okay.
Dave Franco. He's...
James Franco?
James Franco's brother, Dave Franco.
Dave,
the younger one.
Hang on. I've got to see him.
You've seen him in stuff. Because he's young enough. I don't know his acting range exactly, but he's been in some...
Well, the thing is...
No? Check him in. Well, let me see. No?
He looks like a low-rent James Franco.
He looks just like his brother. Don't
you
wrong.
He looks like if you didn't bake James Franco long enough.
Well, you know, I know.
No, actually, listen. I think if you gave that dude muscle.
If I was going to remake Titanic, he would be Kate Winslet's husband.
Oh, Billy Zane's character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, he looks a lot like Billy Zane.
That's pretty good.
He looks a lot like Billy Zane.
All right, let's just move on. I don't think we're going to solve it.
That one's hard.
We're not going to solve Solid and Liquid today.
Yeah, probably
you know
not.
What? You know what? Tweet at us.
Tweet at us your ideas for Solid Snake and Liquid Snake if they made a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Absolutely. Or really share any of you. Yeah, any of your thoughts. Let's move on to our next one. And that is Mass Effect.
I've got no reference for this.
Oh, God.
I actually don't have any reference
Mass
for this
Effect.
Either.
Okay, so you need Shepard. Or you need, at the very least...
Let's do the ME1 crew plus Tally. Does that make sense?
Well, Tally was
good to go.
So we'll do the
ME1 crew.
ME1 crew. So that's Tally, Garrus,
Rex.
Rex, which is just a voice, Shepard.
Ugh, Caden and Ashley.
Caden and Ashley.
Okay.
And Joker is just... Seth Green.
And Joker can stay Seth Green.
Joker
for sure.
Can stay Seth
Absolutely.
Green.
Absolutely. He's going to play.
Okay. So.
So, okay. So, Shepard, are we doing Bro Shep, Fem Shep?
Fem Shep, duh.
Of course. Okay. So, I'm just going to put it out there.
All right.
Jennifer Hale said, I'll get in shape. Let's do it.
All right. There we go. She's Shepard.
I would.
No, fuck
opposed.
The bullshit. She's Shepard. I'm not going to argue that. All right. Who voices Garrus?
Okay, so who's your best friend character? He's going to be your bro.
Military bro.
Yeah.
Who could be military bro voice?
Military bro.
That's the thing. Voicing people is tough because there's a lot of great voice actors and who can actually, if they're an alien, just get the people who did it in the game. Fuck that.
I mean, you could go that route.
Because whoever voices Garrus, I can't think of a better voice for Garrus than that voice actor.
Yeah. So are you literally just hiring all of the voice actors
yes.
to play?
So far, God. Because, I mean, like...
For Mass Effect, for voicing aliens in that game? Now, somebody like Tali, you need an actor. You
sure.
put them in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so...
Liara, you need to put them in makeup.
Yeah,
so you need
an
actor to do that.
But Rex and Garrus, I think you need voices.
You need voices.
They're going to be CGI characters for sure.
Rex, you get it voiced by Batista.
Dave Bautista? I don't hate that.
Dave Bautista voices Rex.
He's been doing some good stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You know who could do the voice really well? It actually makes me mad how well they could do it. Vince McMahon.
Yeah, just don't
Vince
cast
McMahon has heard not Rex.
Kind of, right? Like,
you don't have the quads.
Jesus. So, yeah, Tali, you need someone...
Chipper.
Chipper, kind of mousy.
Yeah.
And who can do... my girl who plays Scarlet Witch.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Olsen, that's right.
I like Elizabeth Olsen.
All right, Elizabeth Olsen.
She's even got the accent ready to go.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, who plays...
You know what? I'm going back to Aerith. She'd be a good Aerith. Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, yeah, I don't hate that either. Actually, that's
not
bad.
I all the way hate that.
I'm into that.
All right, and last one for Mass Effect, who plays Liara?
Well, hold up. We have to do Caden and Ashley, who are the most boring actors you can think of.
No, okay, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
There we go. All right, we got Caden and Ashley, and we need Liara. So, brilliant young scientist, really excited.
Who was the girl in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know that actress's name, but she's really good.
Oh, that's the chick I was talking about for Tifa.
Oh, wait, what? Really?
Am I thinking of the same person? She was also in How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Are you thinking of the girl who played Daisy in Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
You're thinking of the Canadian girl from How I Met Your Mother. No.
Was it the girl who played Daisy in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Correct.
Yeah, Chloe Bennett.
Okay.
Chloe.
No.
No, not her.
The
chick.
Simmons.
Oh, Simmons. That is Elizabeth Henstridge.
Yes.
All right.
I like her a lot.
A name I don't know.
I can kind of see that. Yeah. Omega Walton in the chat says Idris Elba as Admiral Anderson.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Keith David as Admiral Anderson because he's Admiral Anderson.
I, you know what? I haven't seen a picture of Keith David in a while. I don't know where he's at these days.
No, he's Admiral Anderson.
Oh, God, he even looks like Admiral Anderson.
Thank you. He voices him.
Yeah, you're right. It's
fuck
just
out of here,
Anderson.
Dude. Come on. Stop
all right.
it.
All right.
Last game.
Well, I've got a few here, so I'm going to let you guys have your pick.
All right.
I've been researching one.
I've got Uncharted, Last of Us, BioShock, and Devil May Cry.
I'm saying Devil May Cry.
Okay, let's pick Devil May Cry. All you need is Virgil, Dante, Trish, and Lady.
I've never played any of these games.
Right. That's who you need.
At least do Trish. I don't feel like I am
in no way going to
have. You need Virgil, Dante. At bare minimum, you need Virgil, Dante, Trish.
Yeah, those three for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been trying to look at actors who give me funny feelings the same way that Dante does. And the problem is like most young male actors, because I want to start like the young Devil May Cry 3, Dante's Awakening style, or even DMC.
Yeah.
And most, I don't see it. I can't see that character in anyone that I've seen recently. The closest I'm going to come to is, I hate to even say it, is Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton.
Never say his last name.
The guy from Kingsman. Oh yeah.
Just because I feel like I like him as an actor.
He can do the physical stuff.
He can do the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he can change his way he looks enough. And he gives me some tingles here and there.
I wish Christopher Walken wasn't so old because I want him for Virgil.
Chris Walken playing Virgil.
He could be he'll be Virgil, but they'll just de-age him.
They'll do the de-aging, yeah.
Yo,
CG his fight scenes.
Oh, man. I would have loved that shit.
I'm sold. Yo, Christopher Walken is Virgil.
Dante. We need to...
You gotta get your new sword.
Wow. It's the sword of Sparta.
I would try it. But I'm gonna butcher it.
Weapon of choice, walking, flying all over the place.
Oh my god.
Now, Trish, I'm gonna actually bring up Blake Lively. Just because Trish is a sex symbol character.
Yeah, you need her to be a sex symbol. You need her to be tall.
You need her to be tall, which I believe.
You need to be all legs.
I don't know Blake Lively, but she seems like.
But you need her to be like all legs. Mm-hmm. If she was a blonde, you'd get somebody like Gal Gadot or something if she wasn't
Ryan
already.
Reynolds as Dante. Where am I? Okay, that's perfect.
Oh my god.
Perfect tingles. Actually, perfect tingles. And I like him.
You know
how
happy I'd be to see Ryan Reynolds in anything, to be
Blake
frank.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds together in this movie.
And a DH Chris Walken.
The Green Lantern redemption story.
You know what?
I'm into
Listen, we already get this enough I can't think of her name. The chick who was in Run Lola Run and Resident Evil.
Mila Jovovich.
And her husband, who makes all of the video game movies.
Yeah.
So we're going to get it again in Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, even true. Though Tony Badass Jaa is in that movie.
Yeah,
and
is.
If it flat out worth price of admission. Ever seen a Tony Jaa movie, he is worth the price of admission.
Last week, the first kind of promo images from that movie came out.
Oh,
with,
yeah,
like,
they suck.
Yeah.
It's just like a picture of them with the equipment on and nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just a desert.
It's pretty disappointing.
I'll just say, if Tony Jaa doesn't fucking elbow strike a dinosaur in this shit, if he doesn't do like the flying, like, Muay Thai elbow strike, that is... The movie failed, but yeah, man, I don't know. But anyway, we want to know what you guys think
That's
of the
right.
games we picked. We want to know your picks. And if you just say, hey, here's a movie, here's just an idea.
Yeah.
And
you want us to fill it
and
out.
And you want us to fill
it
out.
Throw
it
our way.
Yeah.
Feel free to send me all these, the people you think is Dante, and I'll tell you if they give me tingles.
There you go. Does it make Chad tingle? Can be Dante.
It's going to be a new segment
somewhere
here on the show. Does it make
right
Chad
now.
Tingle?
Does it tingle?
Oh, hey, listen, this show has been HR's nightmare since we started it.
Fact.
So it is what it is.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode of Checkpoint AFK. Remember, big stuff, big changes coming over at CheckpointXP.com. The next couple of weeks are going to be a little different, but we will reconvene back here in the studio when it's deemed safe to do so.
When management says we can.
Yeah, when we're allowed to.
Yeah.
So,
be safe, guys.
Yeah, seriously, be safe. We will have normal content over at the website, checkpointxp.com. So, you know, don't go anywhere. We will have new content for you guys, but just going to be in a bit different form for the next couple of weeks. So.
Wash your damn hands.
I was about to say that. Wash your hands.
Please wash your hands. Be safe. And And, you know, while I don't think it's worth panicking over, just, you know, take proper precautions.
Mm-hmm. Be smart.
Be smart. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And contact, not physically, but contact your older family members. Make sure they're good.
Make sure they're doing all right.
And don't go visit them.
And do not, under any circumstances, go visit them if you can help it.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Because you can't be a carrier if you don't have symptoms.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today for Checkpoint AFK. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more. Find that over at our website, CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media, CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Chad Callahan, Nicole Bossio left, but for Callie Sloan and Norris Howard, my name's Dave Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.